Sister May, the floor is yours. You are on mute for whatever reason.
All right. Well, good morning again, ladies. It's my pleasure to be able to just share a word with you today to hopefully uplift you and give you some encouragement. So the lesson for today is the theme for 2022. The Beltway theme is that I may know him. The first thought that came to mind when I read this theme was, I know him. I know who God is. He's my father, my creator. He's the Son who died for my sins, and the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God to give me direction. The second time I read the theme, I read the scripture reference in three different versions. So in the King James Version, it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. In the International Version, it says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. In the Living Bible, it says, now I have given up everything else. I have found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. Then I had to think of, how do I know him? Do I know the power of his resurrection? I do. The fellowship of his suffering, and am I willing to become like him unto death? I had some question marks behind that. I am thankful that Christ died and suffered for me, but me, like other people, want to have an easy experience and not suffer that much. Like many of you, focusing on the theme brings to mind that God is the most important thing to us, or should be. Every believer has to come to know God as the creator. But what about as the savior, the guide and the comforter? Jesus prayed in John 17:3. It says, when Jesus had finished saying all things, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the time has come. Reveal the glory of your Son so that he can give the glory back to you. For you have given him authority over every man and woman in all the earth. He gives eternal life by knowing you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. In John 14:26, Jesus said, but when the Father sends the Comforter instead of me, and by the Comforter, I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you much, as well as remind you of everything. Not only am I to know the Father as the Creator, because I can witness every day that I open my eyes, that all things are beautiful and created for him, for our good, which is continuing. I know Jesus, the God, as the Savior, because I have been studying lessons in life about his life. I've been baptized in him, and I believe that I will be saved from eternal damnation, my future expectation. But how does knowing the Comforter work? I know the Comforter who is sent to teach me. How does that happen? How will a comforter teach me to know him? This is the challenge of my daily living. Well, knowing God as the comforter come miraculously to my mind, it was revealed to the apostles. Some people say they received messages directly from God. I haven't received one directly from God yet, except through the benefit of his blessings. Is it inside my heart? I can let it live through me as I walk in my daily truth. I believe it is important for me to know God fully through the Holy Spirit's guidance, which comes through God's word. It takes time with the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded that Paul said, after 25 years as a believer, he had not yet obtained the knowing of Christ as he ought, but pressed toward the goal. I try to press toward the goal. We try to press toward the goal. I developed 3 points to help me reflect on the theme that I may know him. And I hope that they will be useful to you as well. To know him requires, number one, I must understand his word by receiving the knowledge of him through the guiding of the Holy Spirit into the study of his word. Reading it, studying it, listening to biblical teaching and preaching, and through applying what I understand. How many of us would say that we know a person whose language we don't understand, or how would we be able to put some furniture together if the instructions came in a different language? Therefore, we must always seek to understand God's language. So to know God is to understand his word, his written word, his language. We understand his language through study and practice. God's language is found just by looking at his word. By language, I mean his wisdom and the intents of his written word. We must read it, study it, listen to biblical teaching and preaching, and then apply it. In 1 Timothy 3:14 through 17, Paul is given his spiritual son in the faith, powerful direction to knowing God. Listen carefully. There's much to learn from this passage. And it comes from the Living Bible version. But you must keep on believing the things you have been taught. You know they are true. For you know that you can trust those of us who have taught you. You know how when you were a small child, you were taught the Holy Scriptures. And it is these that make you wise to accept God's salvation by trusting in Christ. The whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and helps us do what is right. It's God's way of making us well prepared at every point, fully equipped to do good to everyone. Point number two, I must operate in the state of knowing that I must demonstrate my faith. Without applying my faith, it's impossible to please him. There was a story of a young girl who brought an umbrella to church. The backstory is that the preacher had preached for several weeks about being faithful to God because the town was suffering a drought. So one Sunday, a little girl came to church and she came down front with an umbrella. The preacher stopped and asked her, well, why do you have an umbrella? It's not raining. And the little girl's response was that, but we prayed for rain, and I believed that God would give us rain. We must show our knowing by our faith in preparation. We have faith and the expectation that God will provide and being prepared to receive his blessing shows our faith. So often we pray to God and ask for help, and then we worry and act like we don't know that he will provide. Where is your umbrella? Do you know him? Point number three, we operate in the state of knowing when we demonstrate obedience. When I was a young Christian, which wasn't long ago, my favorite saying was, God is not finished with me yet, which meant that I was giving myself an excuse when I was sometimes intentionally or unintentionally being disobedient. From a child forward, I believed, but I was not always obedient to the word. In James 2:20, it says, "Fool, when will you ever learn that believing is useless without doing what God wants you to do? Faith that does not result in good deeds is not real faith." In Deuteronomy 12:32, "Obey all the commandments I give you. Do not add to or subtract from them." In Matthew 4:10, it says, "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him. "The scriptures say, worship only the Lord, obey him only." In John 3:36, "And all who trust him, God's son, to save them have eternal life. Those who don't believe and obey him shall never see heaven, but the wrath of God remains upon them." In John 14:21, "The one who obeys me is the one who loves me. And because he loves me, my Father will love him, and I too. And I will reveal myself to him." So to know him is to study. To know him is to obey him. So I want to thank you for opening your hearts and your listening ears to these words today. I pray that during 2022, we will all be growing in the knowledge of God and receive the benefits of that knowledge. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister May. All right. Sisters, you can come off the phone now if you like and provide any encouragement to our sister for that awesome lesson on today. I'm trying to remember, Sister May, you have to tell me again. And I know you'll send this out to us. What was point number two? I got point number one and three. But what was point number two?
You're on mute. Okay.
Okay. Point number two, I operate in the state of knowing that I must demonstrate my faith, for without applying my faith, it is impossible to please him.
Thank you. All right. I can't wait to go back to your notes so I can read more. And you've given me another scripture that I can focus on. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure why I didn't realize that it was in the Old and New Testament, Deuteronomy 12:32. Then also, I think there's a reference within Hebrews, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
For that very same message that we should not add or take away from what God is commanding us to do.
And it's also in Revelations that we are not to add or take away from his word.
Thank you.
That was a great message. I really enjoyed it immensely.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yeah, Sister May, I'm telling you, May Ella.
Thank you, May Ella.
That was really, I mean, that just re-enhanced some of the things that we need to know. Because so often we say, okay, I believe in Christ. I believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. But that's where it begins and that's where it ends. But like you said, faith without works is dead. If we believe all of that, we should feel and act in with actions. We should feel like we need to do something, you know, and that was very inspiring. Also, I think, you know, when we pray, we should pray with confidence.
Yes.
That our, you know, confidence is our faith. If like we have faith when we walk out and get in our car, that it's going to start. We know what car is, because we walked out, didn't think about, the car going to start. We don't give it a second thought. That's the kind of faith that we should have in God. We should, and when we talk to him, it should be in confidence that whatever we ask or whatever our concerns would be, we know God is listening. And he may not answer on our timeline, but he will answer.
Exactly.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. And this is Dale. Good morning, ladies. Sister May, this lesson that I may know him reminds me, we're doing a series at my congregation called What God Wants to Do with Me. And your topic reminds me of several points that we covered in our sermon, and that was God wants me to know him, God wants me to love him, and he wants me to know that he loves me. God wants us to trust him, and God wants us to reflect his image in my life. So
you have to share that lesson with me. The act, is it a book?
No, it's a series of lessons that our sermon had a series of lessons.
Okay.
The first one, second, third, and the fourth one. So that just reminded me so much that when you say that I may know him, we also need to know what he wants to do with us, because when you know him, when I know him, I know what I want him to do with me. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
And I thought it was a great point about knowing him. And although we say we know him, we're not applying what we know. And so that is not helpful to us. So we have to apply what we learn.
Yeah.
Right.
So it the word has value, apply it, unless we use it.
Someone on the phone wanted to speak.
Oh no, I was just going to compliment the message as well, and it was profound for me, because every day I keep trying to make myself better, and I have to process and reflect on the things that I do. But you do have to get to know God so intimately where, you know, you actually know what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, May, that was a really good lesson. I echo what everyone's saying. Sometimes you have to hear it over and over again, that when we pray, we have to expect that he hears us and he will answer. And that's the hard part, waiting for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when you know that he's gonna answer, and you're looking for that answer, and it just takes time. And that's the lessons in patience as well. So thank you very much for you know, reiterating, you know, what the word says, and putting that on our hearts.
Thank you.
Sister May, we've had several in the chat. Wonderful message, great lesson, and just thank you. Thank you for the message.
Thank you.